Please repeat word to word meaning. Yasya, whose avatara, incarnation, guna, transcendental qualities, karma, activities, vidambanani, all mysterious, namani, transcendental names, ye, those, asu bigame, while quitting this life, vivasaha, automatically, grinyanti, invoke, te, they, aneika, many, janma, births, samalam, accumulated sins, sahasa, immediately, eva, certainly, hitva, giving up, samyanti, obtain, apabritam, open, amritam, immortality, tam, him, ajam, the unborn, prapadye, I take shelter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Him whose incarnation, qualities and activities are mysterious imitation of worldly affairs. One who invoke His transcendental names even unconsciously at the time of the quit this life is certainly washed immediately of the sins of many many births and attain Him without fail. So please repeat translation. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Him whose incarnation, qualities and activities are mysterious imitation of the worldly affairs. One who invoke His transcendental names even unconsciously at the time He quit His life is certainly washed immediately of the sins of many many births and attain Him without fail. Purport. The activities of the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead are kind of imitation of the activities going on in the material world. He is just like an actor on a stage. An actor imitates the activities of a king on the stage, although actually he is not the king. Similarly, when the Lord incarnates, He imitates parts with which He has nothing to do. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is said that the Lord has nothing to do with the activities which is supposedly engaged. Namam karmani lipyanti name karma phale spriha. The Lord is omnipotent. Simply by His will, He can perform anything and everything. When the Lord appeared as Lord Krishna, He played the part of the son of Yashoda and Nanda. And he lifted the Govardhan hill, although lifting a hill is not his concern. He can lift millions of Govardhan hills by his simple desire. He does not need to lift it with his hand, but he imitates the ordinary living entities by his lifting, and at the same time he exhibits his transcendental power. Thus, his name is chanted as the lifter of Govardhan hill or Sri Govardhan Dhari. Therefore, his act in his incarnation and his partiality to the devotees are all imitation only. Just like the stage makeup of an expert dramatical player, his acts in that capacity, however, are all omnipotent, and the remembrance of such activities of the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead is as powerful as the Lord himself. Ajamil remembered the holy name of the Lord Narayana by the merely calling the name of his son Narayan, and that gave him a complete opportunity to achieve the highest perfection of the life. Hare Krishna. So this particular chapter is called Brahma's Prayer for Creative Energy. So all of us know this previous chapter is describe how Brahma had he saw that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is lying down on Ananta Shesh, and there is a description about his his transcendental quality and his transcendental form. And after that, when he understood, actually this is the person I'm looking for, because he searched 10,000 years. He went up and down to find out who am I and why I'm here. That actually same question we should ask ourselves: who am I and why I am here? But we never ask, because actually most of the people think we came here by chance. So that's not the truth. Anyway, so when Brahma went up and down and he couldn't find, and then he heard the sound tapa, and then he performed the austerity. That's how he purified by austerity, and then he had darshan of Shankarshan. So the thing is, after that, when he understood, he is the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he start praying. He prayed in different verses. So this particular verse, he was praying that, even though Prabhupada actually concentrate on the word that, like he generally act like a normal human beings or normal living entity. But even though he act as a looks like normal entity, but he always aloof from these affairs, or these how we affected by our behavior, our activities. But Krishna is never. Actually, one sense we can say Krishna perform, whatever he perform, there is nothing to do with him. This is mentioned in Sanatan Goswami's, he written some commentary on 10th canto actually. And he said, Krishna, whatever he does, It's only to please his devotee, that's it. He do nothing rather than pleasing his devotees. Nothing. All other things done by his incarnation, other part and parcel, you know. Like etichangsa kalapangsa krishnastu bhagavan sayam. So he has many part and parcel and they do everything. All management affairs, whatever needs to be done, Krishna never ever involved in that. Even killing demon, he never ever killed any demon. Then who killed Putana? And you know, Agasur, Bakasur, so many Asur, isn't it? In Vrindavan Leela, when we heard Krishna killed them, but you know, Sanatan Goswami is saying he never killed any demon, rather than pleasing his devotee. Krishna, he doesn't involve in killing business. Actually, it is mentioned in Garga Samhita that when Nanda Maharaj brought Krishna from the Mathura to Vrindavan to give, according to Krishna's instruction, to give to Mother Yashoda. And when he entered in the room in palace, everybody was literally sleeping. Actually, when Mother Yashoda gave birth, she was not in conscious. Nobody knows even. Actually, she gave birth to a child. You know, one boy, one girl. So boy was Krishna. So when Nanda Maharaj brought his Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan, and that Krishna actually he didn't put on the, you know, next to Mother Yashoda. Actually, that Krishna emerged with the Vrindavan Krishna, which is Mother Yashoda's Krishna. You know, and then, you know, of course he understood this is, you know, his Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, he took that daughter and girl and he left. And this thing, later on it will be confirmed when Vidura was taking Krishna Balaram to Mathura. You know, and then Krishna and Balaram, because Krishna said once, you know, Vrindavanam parityajam padam ekam na gacchati. I don't even leave Vrindavan, you know, one step. So I never leave Vrindavan, technically. There is many varieties of commentary about this. Some commentators, they say, wherever Krishna put his feet, Yogamaya makes sure that should be Vrindavan. That's Vrindavan Krishna. You know? So, anyway, so Krishna, when they came the border of Vrindavan and, you know, Mathura, and Krishna said, well, you know, I want to have a birth in Jamuna. So can you stop chariot? Of course, Vidura stopped. And Vidura also, he thought, well, I can take bath as well. So when they, like, what is called, merge into the water, like they dip into the water, and he saw Krishna and Balaram walking away. Huh? No, sorry, Krishna Balaram was in the chariot, actually, Vidura wanted to take bath. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Yeah, Akrura. So, then Akrura saw Krishna Balaram, they are walking. And then he again, like, he saw, no, they are again sitting on the chariot, they are not going. And then again he dipped into water and he saw Krishna and Balaram walking. They already left far away. He didn't understand actually what happening. And later on when you ask, and then, you know, they will explain. So, anyway, so there is two different Krishna. So, Vrindavan Krishna, of course, Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever he performed, there is nothing, he is like, you know, nothing to do all of this thing with him. He just performed it because of the living entity or pleasing his devotee. Especially Vrindavan Krishna, you know, Prabhupada mentioned here a few pastimes. They're really unique. You know, this pastime has so many deep reason to perform this. You know, Actually, Krishna is so inclined to his devotees. You know why he lived at Govardhan? You know, we can say he want to save Brajavasi. Why he has to live? You know, he is supreme personality of Godhead. You know, he just can give an order to material energy. You know, make sure nothing should come to Vrindavan, and it should be protected. Nothing he has to physically do. Actually, once, you know, they were when Krishna was coming to Nanda Maharaj's palace, and they are coming from the forest with the cow, and everybody was looking Krishna. And what happened? Because Krishna is walking. They are looking Krishna, and it is a little bit time, you know. They can't see all the time. And they are so much attracted to Krishna, they have a desire, like, you know, when we can look Krishna constantly. So there will be no going to forest or not going to Nanda Maharaj house or not Yashoda. Mother Yashoda will say, okay, now you guys have to leave because Krishna will take rest. So we want to see Krishna constantly. This was the desire all the devotees has, you know. That's why even cow, calf, everyone desire that. So how come we will see Krishna constantly until we are satisfied? So Krishna said, okay, tathastu, I will fulfill all of your desire. So that's why he lifted Govardhan. And it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, all the calf and cow and all gop and gopi, they constantly they were looking to Krishna and they were so satisfied. Yes, there is another very unique thing. Krishna was lifting and everyone simultaneously looking, that Krishna looking at me. That is the beauty of Krishna. Even it's happened in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in Puri's Rath Yatra, there was four group in the Rath Yatra in front of Jagannath Rath. And each group, they saw Mahaprabhu with us. So they are doing kirtan like mad. Oh, Mahaprabhu with us, you know, we are most fortunate. And even amongst of that group, everybody is looking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looking at me. I must be, you know, of course I am very fortunate. So everyone is dancing like, you know, mad. So this is, you know, Krishna's beauty. So everybody saw Krishna is looking at me. But they are so satisfied. And you know, Krishna just simply performed this pastime to satisfy his devotees. You know. And Krishna is so inclined to his devotees. Another pastime, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he described in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna was a small baby, you know, and they just little bit walk, little bit one or two step, that they're not fully learn how to walk, Krishna and Balaram. So there was a lot of calf Nanda Maharaj had, you know, 900,000 cow Nanda Maharaj used to cultivate. So Krishna and Balaram, they are so like restless, they used to do something all the time. So one of their favorite game is hold the calf's tail. Anybody tried that? I tried when I was a kid, but I couldn't go as Krishna went. They kick so fast and they run. So it is described that Vrindavan's mud was so soft, and it was a rainy season, and mud soft like, you know, what is called cotton, like sponge, you know, very soft and slippery. So when Krishna hold the calf tail, and he's going like skating, you know, how we do in ice ski, or what is called to ski in ice. So Krishna used to go like, and he used to enjoy that. And all the gopis, they were very afraid, you know, if calf will kick, then what will happen? You know, maybe that they haven't got teeth yet, but you know, it's very dangerous. So they used to, you know, refrain them, why? Don't do this. And they just, you know, pull them and keep. And then by the time, you know, they went somewhere and again they start same thing. And calf also they enjoy. They're fooling Krishna, you know. Even Krishna and Balaram, sometimes they used to hold two calf tail. And then they used to stand. And then they will pull and it goes like ski, you know. So, the commentator there, they give elaborate commentary on this incident. Why Krishna doing this? Because actually Krishna showing his gratitude toward to cow. Look at this. You are giving me milk, like you are my mother. But physically I can't give you yet anything, but I'm giving pleasure to your children. So that's how, you know, Krishna is saying, you know, at least I'm doing something for your children. So look at Krishna's thinking. He is compassion to his devotees. He's performing that one not to enjoy his, you know, himself. He wants to give pleasure to the cow. This is one reason. You know, okay, I'm serving your child because you're serving me. Imagine, you know, how much Krishna think about that. How much Krishna think about us. When you do something, Krishna do much more for us. We never forget. Never. We forget. We get and forget. And Krishna give and forgive. So that is Krishna. And another commentator there said, you know, go means go, and the word meaning is actually indriya, means senses. So, in generally many places in Vedanta Sutra, it's described Supreme Personality of Godhead as a neiti, no iti. So we cannot perceive by our senses. But Krishna here showing, go means senses. So Krishna holding senses and senses are pulling Krishna. So what does it mean that? That means if we surrender our senses to Krishna, Krishna will hold with us. He will never leave us. But if we not surrender, of course Krishna will not come. See, even though he is the beyond all those material conception, but if we surrender to him, he will never leave us. This is what he is showing. So whatever past time he is performing, there's nothing to do with his personal intention. He just want to please his devotees. And that's what he do. Even in, Nitya Leela, that is his pastime. He always just, he want to please his devotees. So, even though it looks like a normal, you know, human activities, but of course it is transcendental. And he proper say, even though by mistake, unconsciously, somebody will remember this pastime, you know, time of death, what will happen? Yang yang bhapi smaranam bhavam tyajyatante kalevaram tam tamai bhuti kante sadatat bhava bhavita. Because if somebody is thinking about it, the time of death, simply he will attend to perfection of life, you know, the highest perfection of life. So if is somebody thinking Krishna, he will go to Krishna Loka. So that's so simple, but sometimes we don't understand, we don't actually accept simple thing in simple way. You know, sometimes we like much more complicated means, so that's better. So I would like to stop here. Day before yesterday, actually it was Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day. It was Krishna Dasami of month of Baishak. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, all of us we know, he is very, very surrendered soul to Gaur Nithai. Of course, they are, you know, eternal devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he appeared 1429 and Baisakh Krishna Dasami in Mamgachi. And his mother name is Narayani and father is his father name was Vaikunthanath Mishra. Actually, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he didn't mention much things about his father, because what I heard from few classes that his father wasn't very inclined to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that, he was not much attached to his father. I mean, he didn't mention much, but he mentioned about his mother quite a few times in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, actually he appeared in a, you know, great family. Narayani Devi was the niece of Srivast Thakur. His elder brother, Srivast Thakur's elder brother is Sri Nalin Pandit. His daughter was Narayani Devi. And in Krishna Lila, Sri Narayani Devi was Kilimbika, and she used to have always Krishna and Radha's remnants. And his sister was Ambika, you know, who was the nurse for Krishna. Ambika. And Ambika's sister was Kilimbika. And in Gaur Lila, Ambika is Malini Devi and Kilimbika is Narayani, mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur was in Krishna Lila, Krishna's friend, his name is Kusumabita. Actually, there is two personalities in Vrindavan Das Thakur. One is, he is actually Vyasadev, Ved Vyas, Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas, and Krishna's friend as well. So the both came as a Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was performing his Mahaprakash Lila in Srivasangam. You know, everybody has so many benedictions and everything. And suddenly he called Narayani Devi. And when Narayani Devi came, and Mahaprabhu gave some remnants to her when she was only 4 years old. And when she ate that remnants and she started chanting and dancing, you know, in ecstasy. And of course everybody was so happy. And that time Mahaprabhu said, you'll get a son who will deliver this three world even, you know. So, of course, you know. And then, I think Mahaprabhu chose his name is Vrindavan Das Thakur. So anyway, later on, when Vrindavan Das Thakur born, he wasn't much attached with all this, you know, activities, material activities. He was always immersed with, you know, Gaur Nithai's pastimes. And as we know from Chaitanya Bhagavat, he is the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu actually. So, and his beautiful composition of Chaitanya Bhagavat, if we read that, you know, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, so many times he mentioned that you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he delivered 3 world with his books. He wrote such a beautiful books. Even a stone-hearted people will read that, he will be become a devotee. So, that powerful book was that powerful. But somehow, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he didn't like much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's after sannyas pastime. You know, he didn't like Mahaprabhu just left Navadvip. So that's why he didn't describe much pastimes in Mahaprabhu's Nilachal Nila or whatever, perform in the Puri after sannyas. See, perform only, he written much more about Mahaprabhu's Balya Lila. There is a long back ago I saw a book. It's called Navadvip Lila and Nilachal Lila. So Navadvip Lila is mostly described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, elaborately. Very elaborately. So, he's, you know, one of the most beautiful verse I like, actually, not me, all Vaishnavas they are like, you know, that's such a beautiful verse, you know. This is the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajanulambita bhujau kanaka avadato sankirtanika kapitara kamalaya taksha Vishwambhara dvijavara jugadharma palo bande jagat priyakara karuna avataro. What a beautiful verse. And with even this small word, he put all the qualities of Gaur Nithai. You know why they came? And what is their quality? Karuna avataro. They're the personification of the compassion. Personified. They're the murta vigraha of Karuna. So they have compassion to all living entities. There is a more verse, Ananda Lilamaya Vigraha Himavi Dibyachabind Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradayata Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Such a beautiful verse he compiled. Wow. So that's why if we carefully study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he, whatever he mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he didn't read the same pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, even Vrindavan Das Thakur, he said, I'm not describing elaborately this pastime, so book will be really big and it will be difficult. So that's why I'm everything summarizing. Actually, when he wrote first Chaitanya Bhagavat, that name was Chaitanya Mangal. And there is another devotee of Gaur Nityananda. His name was Lochan Das Thakur. And Lochan Das Thakur, he also compiles similar book and he also gave name Chaitanya Mangal. And both they compile, but they don't tell each other, but somehow or other they keep the same name. And later on, because Lochan Das Thakur was a bit elder than Vrindavan Das Thakur. So then Vrindavan Das Thakur said, I'm going to change my book name. Please keep your book like as a saint. So that's why Chaitanya Mangal is written by Lochan Das Thakur. And later on, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he changed his book's name and he put it Chaitanya Bhagavat. And after that even Chaitanya Charitamrita came. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compiled. Because the both was not complete, you know. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course it is complete one sense. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he didn't describe much about Mahaprabhu's Nilachal Lila. So that's it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami later on he compiled. But if you see carefully, all the Mahaprabhu's Bal Lila, it is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Oh. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he just gave a hint and he left. Later on, actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he start living in
Denuria, which is Bardhaman district.
And of course, he was surrendered disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He described a lot of Nityananda's pastime. And he compiled so many songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. One of the famous songs is, you know, Ajanulambito Kanaka, Ajanulambito Bahu Jugalo, Kanaka Kutali Deham, Arunambara Sauhita Kalivara. This is the song, very nice song. And another song he compiled for Nityananda Prabhu's Abhishek, you know, how Nityananda Prabhu's Abhishek was in Srivasa Thakur's house, you know. What is? Na chere nitai gauradi jamaniya. This is, forgot the next line. Bame Shri Gadadhara Srivasa Adyaita Bhara. I forgot. Long time I haven't seen. This is generally this song devotees perform like is Adivas day. This is Adivas ceremony song. There is three songs which is compiled by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, and you know, his devotion toward Nityananda Prabhu is so deep, you know. If we read his song, you know, we'll understand. Actually, there's such a surrenderedness he put in this song. Even though whoever will read, they will surrender to Nityananda Prabhu. He's an amazing writer. Amazing. Actually, time is running. So, we'll pray to his lotus feet so we can be, you know, more and more surrendered to Gauranitha's lotus feet by his mercy. Actually, his disappearance has a bit controversy amongst the Vaishnavas, but most of the devotees, they said he disappeared in 1535 in the Nuria, Denuria actually, that's a place called in Bardhaman district. There was like Krishna Dashami was month of Vaishak. Actually, he appeared in this month. He appeared, I think, Krishna Dwadashi in Vaishak. Yeah, this month. Same month. So only, I think, how many days? Then around 13 days, 14 days difference. His appearance and disappearance must be, is coming very soon. So, thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please. Yeah, and Krishna's friend, Kusumavita. His friend, he, you know, Krishna has so many friends, thousands of friends in Vrindavan. So one of the friends, his name is Kusumavita. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Yes, Prabhuji.
I'm just trying, can you explain one line? I can't really understand. It says, his accent, his incarnations, and his partiality to the devotees are all imitations only. Can you explain what that means?
It's, you know, sometimes we can see that Nanda Maharaj says, it is in, this is very famous, like, oh Krishna, can you please bring my shoes? So Krishna went and he took his father's shoes and put on his head and he's bringing it. What do you think? As a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to do this? He's imitating, he's inclined to his devotees. And he's perform exactly the imitation. He's imitating as a son does for his father. Isn't it? So, he's doing because of his devotees. He partial to his devotees, isn't it? He loves his devotees. If, you know, Kamsa will say, oh, can you bring my shoes? And maybe Krishna will bring and then he throw on his face. So he's doing it because of his, in his devotee, he's inclined to his devotees. So that's what Prabhupada wanted to mention there. Is it clear for you? Which one? Yeah, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's very simple. Things this. You know, when we study in the school, what do? We just study before exam? And go and give nice exam? No, it's never happened. We practice earlier. So then easily when you get the question paper, oh, this is question, you should be answered this. Easy. And if we don't study before, we'll get question paper, but we'll look here and there, oh, what is he? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what will be this. So, the time of death, it will be confused like this, you know. Oh, what to do? I don't know. You know, I did this one, I did that one. So, only remember that Krishna's name is very difficult, you know. Once one Prabhu was giving class, so he said, you know, don't think, you know, it will happen to, as Azam, it's happened to Ajamil, you know. He was very fortunate soul. He had darshan of Narad Muni. You have darshan nothing, you know. So you only perform the sinful activities. How come you think that same thing will happen as happened to Ajamil? It's not so easy. So, of course, if we practice during now, as soon as possible, then time of the death, of course. You know, that's why Samrat Kulashekar, he prays to Krishna, my dear Lord, you know, even the, I may forget, but I know, you know, I know you. So you will remember, you know, give remembrance to me. Like, so you will remind me, please. So, actually this is the things, you know, when, you know, as we know, Krishna is so inclined to his devotees, even the devotees will, somehow or other they can't, but Krishna will remind them if they are sincere. Krishna does everything, you know. In Jagannath Puri there is a his name is Raghu. Raghu was like he used to beg in Jagannath Puri, and that's how he used to survive. Nobody. Raghu Arakshit. So Arakhit means he has no protection. So that's how his name has become Raghu Arakshit. And when he was sick, he used to think Jagannath is my friend. That's how he used to love Jagannath such a deeply. So one day he got diarrhea and he couldn't go out and nobody gave feed him. So if someone has diarrhea and no feeding, so that means he will be more sick, and he's sick, he couldn't wake up. 1-2 days he just passed everything in his room. Nobody took care. And Jagannath came and he was unconscious. Jagannath came and cleaned up everything. And then he said, oh Raghu, you wake up. And only he woke up and like so nice fragrance, and he said, Jagannath is there. And then he said, why you do this? You know, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know. And then Jagannath said, but I know you are my friend. Isn't it? You are my friend or not? He said, yes, that's true. So why can't friend will do something for a friend? I can do anything for you. So Krishna is that much inclined to his devotees. He is that much compassion to his devotees. So if we are sincere, Krishna definitely will remind us. Or he will create such a situation, so we'll remember him. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
You know that Vasudev Krishna who appeared in Mathura?
Yes.
That's called Vasudev Krishna. He is son of Vasudev. So there is two Krishna. One Vrindavan Krishna, one Vasudev Krishna. Vasudev Krishna, he kill and everything. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.